Today we're doing the 10th paragraph and the 13th paragraph of the Chovas HaTalmidim. Chasher misgadel atah b'machashavos tehoros uvachasidus miyaldusecha v'sacharos usetzayir b'mochacha v'libecha ba'atzaveu v'orkei enecha asher tisgadel bam she'asur lecha lehistakel al davar ha'asur oz kishatikdal kasher rak yaschil lehiskariv v'fnei enecha davar ha'asur lehistakel bo oterim terena ri'ya b'hira v'oterim yida mochacha v'da'techa ki davar asur lefneihem maher tiso vavna yemina smola awaretzav atah lo seida av kol svivo sehen lo sargish v'asur lecha lo siret. So if a person has been training themselves since their youth to not look at things that are inappropriate, so then instinctively their body knows, I can't look at this, and it'll turn away and it will prevent you from ever seeing it in the first place. But this is assuming that you only, you know, that you avoid going out into the marketplace unnecessarily, and even when you have to go out, you only go for exactly what you need. And he says, on top of that, it's not that you should think to yourself that you're not allowed to look at anything, because those types of thoughts don't really help you. And also, you need your brain to be pure in order to understand what you can and cannot look at. He says, and also you have to realize that you're not just a free range Jew. You can't just do whatever you want, and you have to make sure that when you're walking, you have a certain sense of purpose, and you know where you're going and why you're going. This way you won't get distracted and look at things that are inappropriate. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the 11th paragraph tomorrow.